Footprints Without Feet by H.G. Wells, Module 2. Before we begin with the story, it is important to note that the story now shifts from the crowded London to the quiet Epping village of England. Griffin has arrived by train in the village of Epping. He has booked two rooms at a local inn. The landlord's wife, Mrs. Hall, was quite happy to have a guest during the lean season. She tries her best to make him feel comfortable and talks in a friendly manner, but Griffin was unfriendly. He clearly told her that he did not want any disturbance. He had come there to stay in solitude, to remain in solitude or alone. He did not want anyone to give him company. Also, he told her very clearly that his face was bandaged because he had met with some accident. Mrs. Hall takes it in her stride and concludes that he is an eccentric person with strange habits and an irritable temper. She doesn't mind much because Griffin has already paid in advance for the rooms that he had rented. However, in due course of time, all the money that Griffin had ran out. And now the landlord was asking him to pay all the rent that was remaining. He made up an excuse and told that the check was on its way and it won't be long before he shall pay the money. Presently, a strange thing happens in a clergyman's house. They realize that there is someone in their house, but when they go down carefully and cautiously, ready to catch the thief, they are shocked to find no one over there. They had heard the noise of money being taken away, but are unable to find the signs of any person in the house. More strange things happen later in the day when the landlord and his wife, Mrs. and Mr. Hall, out of curiosity, went to the open room of the scientist. Since they saw nobody in it, they decided to investigate. They thought it was a good opportunity to find out more about this strange person. As they enter the room and look here and there, the hat dashes into Mrs. Hall's face, and then a chair flies into the air towards her. She's extremely scared, and the couple rush downstairs with Mrs. Hall screaming hysterically. She is sure that the room was haunted, while her neighbors felt that it was some witchcraft. Mrs. Hall thought that all this was happening because of the strange person. When the entire village comes to know about the theft at the clergyman's house, Griffin becomes an immediate suspect because he had suddenly produced the money to the landlord for the payment of his rooms. Not so long ago, he had told that he had run out of money and some check was on its way. Realizing that something was fishy, Mr. Jeffers was called by Mrs. Halls. In the meantime, Mrs. Halls decides to confront Griffin and goes to his room and asks him very clearly on the face about the strange things that were happening, how he entered the locked room, etc. This angers Griffin, and the quick-tempered scientist throws off his bandages and his false nose, moustache to reveal his invisible face. At the same time, Mr. Jeffers enters to arrest the person who has committed some offense, and he is quite surprised to find that it is a headless person. Mr. Jaffer, who is known for his sense of duty, tries very hard to catch a person who becomes more and more invisible. The people who were there, who had gathered, help Mr. Jaffers in catching Griffin, but they are hit by blows. Mr. Jaffers is knocked unconscious finally by the invisible Griffin, and Griffin thus manages to escape. Now, let us take a look at this question. Is Griffin law-abiding? Does he follow the law and the rules of the place? What wrong has he done in this part of the story? This is pertaining to this section only. Now, Griffin breaks the law deliberately again and again. He only feels that his needs should be satisfied. He should not be disturbed. He wanted solitude. When he wanted money, he would go and steal it from somewhere. So by hook or by crook, he wanted that his needs should be catered to. He doesn't mind whether that act is right or wrong. He steals money from the clergyman's house and flings the hat and the chair at a lady, Mrs. Halls, and that is quite unlike a gentleman. When Mrs. Hall tries to confront Griffin on the strange actions, he becomes furious and screams at her and tries to horrify by revealing his invisible face. He knocks Mr. Jaffer unconscious before escaping to his freedom in the end. So all these things tell us that Griffin, though brilliant, was a lawless person. He committed crimes again and again for his convenience and comfort. So this brings us to the end of the second module. Go through the lesson once again and attempt the worksheet. Thank you.